And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by United American Bank, your friendly community bank. United American Bank, offering simply better banking in Half Moon Bay, San Mateo, and Redwood City. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Each year, California Senator Jerry Hill hosts There Ought to Be a Law contest. He invites citizens to make suggestions as to what would make a good and needed new law, or take a bad law off the books. This year, the winner is a group of volunteers from the South Coast. Now with that story, here's Radio Magazine correspondent Jim Holly.
Peggy Wargo, welcome to Coastside Radio, AM 1710 and FM 100.9.
Thank you, Jim.
Well, Peggy, tell us all about this new law that you and your colleagues at the La Honda Fire Brigade went out and got a law introduced to stop sales taxing monies raised to support a volunteer public service that will impact volunteer fire departments all over the state. How did you do it? How did this come about?
Okay, Jim. Well, thank you. I'll give you a little bit of background of kind of how this whole process came about. I was newly part added to the La Honda Fire Brigade board as a treasurer, and I'm a CPA by training, and I was doing the books, and I understood from a board member that we were required to file sales tax reports, and that didn't ring, you know, actually right for me or true, and I needed to investigate it. So I contacted the Board of Equalization and reviewed law and looked at documentation on what was required. And it was absolutely true. Unless an organization type is specifically eliminated or are exempted from the legislation, then you are required to pay sales tax on certain items, not everything, but it's kind of crazy. If you serve a hot meal, you're subject to sales tax. If you serve that same food as a cold meal, you're not. So we knew we couldn't serve cold pancakes or cold Gepino. So I talked to the lawyers at the Board of Equalization. They were very, very helpful. And they described to me that volunteer fire departments would need to be exempted, to actual legislation specifically exempting them. So I contacted our board and I said, yes, we need to pay these sales taxes and we can only become exempt if legislative process. So our past board, Steve Krause and Chief DeLay knew some folks in San Mateo County. So they made a few phone calls to the legislation department at San Mateo County. And actually, the key contact was when Chief DeLay actually picked up the phone and contacted Senator Jerry Hill in Sacramento, who, as you know, is our senator for the county, who represents us in Sacramento, who immediately got the ball running. So kind of very rapidly, we got legislators from San Mateo County helping us draft legislation. We got access to a lobbyist who worked with Sacramento in terms of getting these legislations through that whole process, which is all a whole interesting conversation to itself. Bottom line, as a result, SB 598 has been introduced. It was introduced on February 27th. It's sponsored by Senator Hill. And the current status is that it is up in front of the state legislation committee, a special committee for finance. So there will be a hearing next Wednesday, April the 8th, in which La Honda Fire Brigade will offer testimony in support of this legislation, as well as other supporting folks. So, for example, we have the support of not only La Honda Volunteer Fire Brigade, but we have the National Volunteer Fire Council, NVFC, is supporting it, the Cal Fire Fighters Association, CSFA, is supporting it as well.
It seems like there is some serendipity here as well, because Senator Hill has a contest every year, it's my understanding, and what he does is goes out and solicits laws from people, potential laws, and then he picks a winner. Is that that was the case with you? Is that correct?
Yes, and I was not really aware that process was going on until all of a sudden I heard back from Sacramento that La Honda Fire Brigade had won number one position in this contest of over 400 legislation sponsored by various entities throughout the state. We had won the first position. So we actually have a beautiful, nice new plaque in the La Honda Fire Brigade and a ceremonial pictures, things like that, that was surrounding that when Jerry Hill came out. So if anybody wants to stop by the La Honda Fire Brigade, they can come check out our awesome new plaque.
Okay, fantastic. And by the way, just in terms of numbers, scope out a little bit if you can about how many firefighters there are that are volunteers within the state of California. And I understand that there's quite a few.
Yes, there's over 25,000 volunteer firefighters in the state of California. I believe there's over 400 volunteer fire stations within California.
And I heard somewhere, and I could be wrong on this, that roughly a third of the fire protection in the state of California is provided by volunteers. Does that ring true to you?
Absolutely, and I'm not the expert to speak other than outside of maybe San Mateo County about the volunteer fire brigades and stations that we have here in the county itself, but there are a tremendous amount of dedicated, awesome firefighters who volunteer their time full-time as unpaid volunteer fire brigades throughout California and the United States.
So while we're on volunteer fire people, tell me about the La Honda Fire Brigade. How are you organized? Who's there? How's it run?
Okay, we are, as we said, all volunteer fire brigade, and we have a board of directors with several officers, probably about, they're all volunteers as well, probably a staff of eight. And then we have volunteer firefighters. We probably have, I would estimate, 15 volunteer firefighters who come out whenever those sirens go off, headed up by Chief Ari DeLay. And then we have captains Paul Long, Peter Panotsky, Lieutenant Matt Hanlon. Anyway, very key people. They are recruited annually. They go through a very rigorous process to become trained and certified and become volunteer firefighters. Rural areas like we live on Coastside would not be able to sufficiently address all of the emergency issues without them. So they're very, very critical to our infrastructure, and we very appreciate them very, very much. So we have, in order to support the La Honda Fire Station, we only have public support through memberships and contributions and our fundraisers and grants. So fundraisers are extremely critical to us. So every dollar that we're earning off of those fundraisers, we want to keep at the fire station, keeping those lights on, keeping those the station staff. All of the operating expenses are covered 100% by the efforts of the fundraisers, the volunteers, and the members at large who support the fire station. So this sales taxes that we're talking about is equivalent to about an additional fundraiser for us. So a Geppino, a pancake breakfast, a barbecue. If we could maintain these funds that we're now currently paying every year for sales tax, if we could maintain them in La Honda at that fire station, it's like us out of the blue having another fundraiser event. And all the fundraiser events are done by volunteers. So it's not a trivial task to actually put on a fundraiser. So we would really appreciate that.
It's my understanding that Chief DeLay is actually a paid employee of the state. Is that correct?
Yes, he is a CAL FIRE paid employee, but that's his sort of his day job. So his other job is volunteer chief of the La Honda Fire Brigade, and it's totally unpaid position.
Now, you were talking about fundraising. Mm-hmm. It's my understanding that you folks did something like $30,000 roof on the fire station not too long ago.
That was the fundraising project about 2 years ago. Our current fundraising project is to replace a 27-year-old fire engine. So we basically have to come up. We're trying to accumulate $100,000 to invest in that new vehicle, and we're very, very close to meeting that milestone and being able to move forward with actually ordering the fire truck. So if current La Honda Coastside folks would like to actually help out with the work of the fire station, you can make contributions into a restricted fund for the new Engine 57, a replacement project. You go online to lahondafire.org, and you could see how to make donations if you're interested in doing that.
True volunteer public protection program.
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely.
Fantastic. If people would like to find out more about the fire brigade, I mean, you just mentioned they could get on the website. What is that website? Do you know?
Yes, lahondafire.org. LAHONDAFIRE.org.
I want to thank you for coming in today, Ms. Wargo. And it's a very interesting thing that you guys have pulled off. Coastsiders, you heard how to do it. If there ought to be a law, go out and make one. This is Jim Holly with Coastside Radio. Thank you very much for listening.
Our thanks to Jim Holly for our feature story of the week. And on behalf of all of those who bring you Radio Magazine, this is Jim Henderson. Thanks for listening. And now join host Cameron Palmer for another ride in the KHMB Time Machine, destination 1988. And remember, in 2015, your radio destination is KHMB, your hometown community radio station.
You've been listening to the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. Know someone who deserves to be recognized in the community? Call us today at 453-4000 or email us news@khmbradio.com.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week has been brought to you by United American Bank, your friendly community bank. United American Bank, offering simply better banking in Half Moon Bay, San Mateo, and Redwood City. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.